G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, June 11. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Well, we tipped it last week, boys. There was no Eagle Farm, and as a result, there is a massive 10-race Eagle Farm card this week.
Yes, and it is a cracking card. Four Group 1s, four Group 2s, and a couple of listed races, and it is a tough program. Plenty of chances. Look, there's a couple of shorties on the card, but apart from a couple of those races, there's plenty of depth to just about every race, and it's going to be a great day. Track looking like having some give in it. They've had sunny weather all week, but soft five, I would say.
Well, our tracks and weather expert this morning absolutely insisted that it would be a good four and made me change it in the winning post. So and personally guaranteed it, although I don't know what that man's guarantee is worth. So listeners, I certainly hope you can remember what the boys tipped in the QTC Cup and the Oaks last week, because then it'll save us going through it all again, although I guess it's a completely different scenario, Carl. Have you changed your tips in those races, given that we are going from a heavy 10 to a soft 5 stroke good 4?
No, which is probably suggests I'm not really a sophisticated tipster, but I was weighing up between Tabby Bay and Alaskan Rose, and I've chopped and changed a bit in my mind, but I'm still with my original selection.
All righty, well, we'll get to that very shortly. We'll take you right through these 10 races at Eagle Farm, because they are all at black type level. First of them is race 1, James Bogue's Premium Lancaster Stakes. 1,200 metres for 2-year-old fillies, a listed race, Joel.
Yeah, tricky affair. I've gone for 9, My Country. She won well first up. Wasn't overly impressive, but it was against older horses, so I think we can tack a little bit of a margin onto that win. I've got her ahead of 3, Chipanda, and 10 Nonpareil. The two Godolphin horses, little between them. Nonpareil's drawn a bit wide. And 13 Invincibella didn't have much luck last time in Sydney. So my numbers would be 9, 10, 3, 13.
I'm going to go with number 10 Nonpareil. Scratch from Sydney for this race. Draws wide, but will get back and be finishing off strongly. So I've got her on top from Japan to the stablemate to be ridden by James McDonald. Emphatically in for third. And fourth, I'll put in number 6 Graceful Chip.
Race 2 at Eagle Farm on Saturday is the Radio Tab, the Wayne Wilson Mile. Listed race over 1,600, Joel.
With 14 Feltra, he was my value bet last week at a big price. He's going to be a big price in this race as well. This race may be a touch stronger, he's tracking along nicely, this prep Feltra. I think he can run a race at odds. I've got him ahead of 2 Innovatio. Forget the last run up Doom, but he's much better than that, and the bigger track suits. 5 Worthy Cause in for 3rd. He's racing honestly, and 1 Volk Stock and Barrel class runner. Back to a mile's no problem. 61 kilos, just a slight query, but he's certainly a chance.
Religify on top of the ground. I've got him on top. I think he can go forward from barrier 12 and dominate from the front with Joe Marrero aboard. From number 2, Emma Bascio. This horse will get back and want the pace on. It's really been racing well this campaign. Was working up to that Hawkesbury Cup win 3 starts ago and held his form since. Third, I've put in number 12, Akavoran. I didn't think the run in the Lord Mayor's Cup was all that bad, and I think he can be an improved with odds. And fourth, number 6, High Wills, who will be fitted for that first up run.
Okay, well, to give you an idea of what a high quality meeting this is at Eagle Farm, with those two listed races out of the way, it is all Group 2 and Group 1 from there on. So your early quaddy, 3, 4, 5, 6, all Group 2, and your main quaddy, 7, 8, 9, 10, all Group 1. We'll start in race 3, Bundaberg Rum Dane Ripper Stakes for the fillies and mares. Group 2 over 1,400, Joel.
Yeah, Gazzoni's going to be a very warm favourite again. She was very smart in winning last time in the Glen Logan Park. Only ran a slightly slower time than Music Magnate in the 10,000. 58 kilos, 3-year-old filly, gate 14. There's a couple of negatives there to certainly warrant her being black figures. I wouldn't want to be touching odds on, but she's on top from 10 Telepathic. She's trialled up well ahead of this. 12 Artistry, didn't have much luck at Scone, but she was very good. And 9 My Pipette, really good run in Adelaide last start. She can run well. 3-10, 12-9.
Gisoni on top for me. This is about her level. I know that she was heavily supported in many markets for the Coolmore, but I think the Coolmore Classic was a little bit above her at that stage of her career, and this looks a really nice option for her, and perhaps in the spring we might see her, you know, be competitive in the race like the Meyer Classic. So got her on top from number 9, My Pet. I thought she was awfully unlucky in the Proud Miss. She didn't really get a clear crack at them, but she was finding line generously at the end of that race. Third number five, Jessie Bell, was raced wide without cover last time at the Glen Logan Park. I think she's open to improvement with a better run from barrier three. And fourth, I've put in number 10, Telepathic.
Race four at Eagle Farm on Saturday is the Mervac Queensland Guineas. 1,600 for three-year-olds. Group two, 400,000. This one, John.
Yeah, Royal Tudor and Tsaritsa Cornella race in Sydney last start. I'm tipping the same Cornella. I'm going Royal Tudor. He's an underrated horse. He's very consistent, and he's going to get a lovely run from barrier one. I've always thought he had a decent race in him, so I'm going to go with him at the odds to beat 17, Tsaritsa. Very smart filly. I can see why she's favourite. She's going to be tough to beat. I think one too good to reviews is the other. Key chance, he'll get back, but he'll be flying home. And nine, Mr. Individual. Wasn't bad with a big weight at Sandown last start.
Tsaritsa on top for me. I think it's one of the better bets on the card. Really nice win first up, but that last start win at Rose Hill was outstanding. It was against the tempo. It was an on-paces race, really. Turned into a dash home, but Tsaritsa was the only one from back in the field to make up ground, and she went so well, she won the race with the last 421.49. She'll be awfully hard to beat here with even luck. Go ahead to number two, Tavachi. You know, he's always shown ability. He won the Group 3, of course, back in February, the CSAs on protest over Palantino. And I like the way he found the line, the Fred Best. Further, I've put in number three, Unbreakable. And for fourth, I've put in number one, Too Good to Refuse.
Race 5 at Eagle Farm on Saturday, the Mervac QTC Cup, 1,300 metre Group 2. Joel, any change from last week?
Trying to remember. Well, yes, there is, because I had Kaepernick on top and he's not there. So there is a change. But I'm with Target in Sight, who was in my picks last week. He looks well placed. James McDonald's won three races on him, so I like the fact that he's riding. He got home really well in the BTC Cup last start, and this is a little bit easier. I think he'll be tough to beat from one stratum star. Never got into the race last start in the BTC Cup. He's much better than that. He can settle a lot closer from that handy draw. 11, Spill the Beans will go forward and give plenty of cheek. And 6, Perfect Fit, who's a smart Kiwi mare.
Federal on top for me. It was a good first up winner. Just outside the placings, he's passed to in the Hallmark and Luskin Star. That's Music Magnate form, really. Music Magnate, of course, winning the Hallmark and then finishing second behind Clearly Innocent at Scone. So I just think Federal can be the one here to beat number 11, Spill the Beans. Third, I've put in number 2, Target in Sight. And for fourth, I've put in number 9, Danish Twist.
And last leg of the early quaddy at Eagle Farm on Saturday is race 6. A race that has probably seen better days in the past. It is the Evergreen Turf Brisbane Cup over 2,400 metres, but nevertheless a fairly competitive Group 2 lineup here, Joel.
Yeah, pretty decent sort of a race. I would have thought Real Love's going to be a warm favourite. I've got her in for second. I thought Rudy could get a bit closer to her and perhaps even turn the tables. I thought he was pretty good. He did a bit of work early in the run last time. I thought he kept battling on well. His only 2,400 metre run was a forgive. That was in the Queensland Derby, where he drew the outside gate and went silly in front. He's tracking along nicely. I've got him to beat 3, Real Love, 5, Sir John Hawkwood, and 2, Janu.
6, Pacini on top for me. I thought it got an easy time in the lead and fought on well to just miss out behind the stable mate, Real Love. I can't see any reason why Pacini won't get an easy time in the lead again in the Brisbane Cup. And I just thought Real Love had the box seat, travelled easy, and I thought was entitled to beat Pacini a little bit easier in the Premier's Cup over 2,200. Perhaps over that little bit further, I think that might just take the race away from Real Love, and maybe Pacini, if he can just run out the 24, as he did run an unlucky fourth in the Mornington Cup 3 starts ago, I think he might be the one to beat. So I've got him on top from the stove, mate, 3, Real Love. Third, I've put in number 10, Iggy Pop, who was placed in the McKell Cup last time. It was an on-paces race, that one. And fourth, number 2, Janu.
First of the Group 1s at Eagle Farm on Saturday, and first leg of the main quaddy, race 7, the BMW JJ Atkins, over 1,600 metres for two-year-olds at level weights, a Group 1 worth 600,000.
On with Sacred Elixir, number 9. He won his first start across from New Zealand at the Sunshine Coast and then was really the eye-catching run of the size. He got back from a wide gate and 1350 around Doomben was never really going to be ideal for him, but they're talking up him as a Derby horse in the spring, so 1600 Eagle Farm looks ideal for him. Happy to have him on top of 1 Nikitas, who showed good improvement in the size. 8 Jaws of Steel was super at Flemington last start, coming off a forgive run in the Champagne during the Sydney Autumn, and 13 Charnley River, the best rough.
Sacred Elixir are on top for me as well. It was a real eye catcher, that size prodigy's run that got back from that wide barrier, really given no hope of winning, and savaged the line to just be beaten a little more than a length and finish on the heels of the place getters. So I've got Sacred Elixir on top from 8 Jaws of Steel. This horse I thought was very unlucky in the Champagne, and then last time got back in a very slowly run race. They ran the first 800 in around about 51 seconds, I think, by memory, and it did a good job to close off. I think if there's any sort of tempo, Sacred Jaws of Steel will be finishing home strongly, along with Sacred Elixir. Third, I've put in number 2, Attention, who's an on-pacer who just put himself in the right spot from barrier 2. And for fourth, number 3, Suchet.
Race 8 at Eagle Farm on Saturday is the Channel 7 Queensland Derby for 3-year-olds. They're all males, they're all carrying 57. It's 2,400 metres worth 600,000, Joel.
Gone for 13, Eschiel. Really has been the unlucky runner of both the lead-up races, the Rough Habit and the Grand Prix. Never really been able to be fully extended in either run. Damien Brown has stayed on. He's drawn well in gate 3. He should be able to take up a closer position. And if he gets the brakes, I think he can turn the tables on those that finished ahead of him in the Grand Prix. I speak of 3, McIntosh, who won the race, 7, Eagle Way, who ran 2nd, and 1, Howard Be Thy Name, who ran 4th. I think they're the main players.
Identical first 4 for me, but they've got Eagle Way on top. I just think this horse, owned by John Moore, the Hong Kong trainer, he's probably going to drag this horse across to Hong Kong in time, and he's given the instructions to Brian Guy for this horse to be aimed solely at the Queensland Derby. Don't worry about the lead-ups, just have him peaking right on the day, and everything indicates that his Grand Prix run was excellent. He got back, he really hit the line hard, and the extra distance is right in his favour, and particularly the biggest bases of Eagle Farm. I think Eagle Way is great each way value. I've got him ahead of Eschiel, the horse you've tipped, Joel. You've talked me into it, and certainly the barrier draws haven't been kind to Eschiel in the rough, having the Grand Prix, so with a little bit more luck it can figure in the finish. 3rd, number 1, Howard Be Thy Name, and the 4th, number 3, McIntosh.
Race 9 at Eagle Farm on Saturday is the big one, the Amy Stradbroke Handicap, a 1400 metre handicap worth $1.5 million, 18 to face the starter, Joel.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Music Magnate, got the job done in the 10,000. Look, the race was probably run to suit. There was 3 of them up front going mad, and he got a lovely toe into the race. I thought he was holding Azcadelia. Azcadelia's probably got a bit of improvement left in her, but still on the up himself, Music Magnate. He's going to get a lovely run. Karen McAvoy riding in good form, and you're going to get good each way odds again. So I'm happy to stick to beat 5 Azcadelia, who was very good in the 10,000. 12 Counter Attacks, a good 3-year-old. He did it against his usual pattern, winning the Fred Best. And 15 Kaepernick. He's had a bit of an odd prep. They obviously wanted to run last week and try and get into the Stradbroke, but they've got it anyway. And Team Hawks know what they're doing. I think he's well worth respecting.
High pressure race it's going to be, with 2 Blue and Challenge Harmony burning along out in front. And the Stradbroke historically is, those down in the weights tend to win it. Only 2 horses in the metric era winning with over 56 kilos. And I've just gone for those more lightly weighted. Azcadelia on top for me. I just think that Doomben 10,000 run was excellent. She'll take plenty of improvement out of that run, and she draws kindly in barrier 5. Got ahead of number 12, Counter Attack. This horse is really well weighted. He is a 3-year-old, of course, taking on older opposition, but he certainly looks up to it on the strength of his group and listed form of late. For 3rd, I've then put in Malaguerra, who does carry 56 kilos. I just thought he'd be the Stradbroke horse, but that was before he won the BTC Cup and I guess got penalised by the handicap before that victory. And for 4th, I have then put in, just by memory, Blackheart Bart, number 1. Couldn't find a spot for Music Magnate, who's unbeaten over 1400. I just think he might be giving away too much weight to a few other horses.
And finally at Eagle Farm on Saturday, race 10, Treasury Casino and Hotel, Queensland Oaks. 2,400 metres for the three-year-old fillies. And Joel, you've got a very special horse who is first emergency here and has got a run.
Yes, Provocative. Happy to stick with her, and I think she'll be very hard to beat. Very smart Kiwi. I thought she would have been a chance for the New Zealand Derby before she had to be scratched from that race with a little mishap. She's got a big finish on her. Going to need a little bit of luck, obviously, but I think she'll be very hard to beat. 15 Romantic Maid. He must respect everything that Roger James runs around, certainly in the Queensland Carnival. She's a bit of a work in progress, but she's coming along well. 10 Dawny Perfect, I thought, was the run of the race in the Roses, and 14 Tabby Bay, really strong winner at Caulfield last start.
Yeah, Tabby Bay for me, daughter by Lord Tavistock. Everything suggests that 2,400 metres is what she's after. The dry track suits her more than a wet track. That was the only concern going into last week, so the weather conditions is no longer a problem. Damien Brown is, I think, going to suit this filly. His patient riding style, look for her to be rushing home from the back of the field. The second, Alaskan Rose. Query with her is peaking twice in the preparation. She, of course, was unlucky in the Australian Oaks in Sydney, but she found the line nicely in the rough Durban Roses last time. Third, I've put in number 12, Falkenberg, who bombed the start in the Roses but hit the line nicely when it was all over. And fourth, I've put in the Australian Guineas runner-up, Ambience, who was one of those horses badly interfered with in the Durban Roses.
Okay, well, that wraps up Eagle Farm, one of the best meetings these looms at in Queensland racing, I would have thought, and probably a blessing in disguise from a racing point of view, probably not from a financial point of view from the club, but from a racing point of view, that last week was washed out. Just gets a bit of gets an extra week, gets some sunshine on it, hopefully nice even racing on that big track. 18 horses to face the starter in most of these races. What a cracking day of racing it should be. Joel, your best was race 10, number 19, Provocative, and your value bet earlier in the program, race 4, number 4, Royal Tudor.
Yep, that is correct.
Carl?
My best, race 4, number 17, Saritza, and the value bet, race 10, number 14, Tabby Bay.
All right, the other black type race on the eastern seaboard of Australia on Saturday is in Sydney at Randwick, and it is race 8, the Sydney Markets Limited June Stakes, over 1,100 metres, Joel.
I went 11 Oxford Poet. I thought he was very good first up, albeit he had a much lighter weight than That's a Good Idea, who just got the better of him. But he was headed pretty early in the straight, and I thought he fought on really well. He's going to be fitter for that. He'll be up on the pace. If he can get a cheap section, I think it'll be awfully hard to catch. Got him ahead of, at this stage, 18 Speed, who is in three races, but he's a very smart three-year-old. I think he's got to be included. One Curo and three Brook Road, next best.
Brook Road on top for me. Does like a rain-affected track and looks like she'll get conditions to suit on the weekend. Was good behind an all-the-way winner. Two starts going the Sapphire, and then last time just got too far back behind Kaepernick, but was strong through the line. So got her on top from 15 Le Cordon Bleu, who won first up from a spell. She'll get back from the wide draw and be finishing on strongly. Third, number 8, I Am the Lady. I thought she just peaked on the run first up over 1,100 metres. She'll be fit for that run. And for fourth, number 18, Speed.
And your best and value bets for Randwick, starting with you, Joel.
My best was Topaz in the Stayers Cup, race 6, number 5. He's coming along reasonably well this prep. He showed good staying ability last time in. Obviously, the 2 miles is Sun Query, but he's by Zabeel at a Brisbane Cup winner, Prize Gem, and that was when the Brisbane Cup was 2 miles, so certainly bred to cope with it. He's my best, and my value is Not a Gypsy, race 4, number 8. Just got going a bit before the turn last time and wasn't quite able to finish it off. Wasn't far from the winner. Barrier 1, he'll get a lovely run on Saturday and hopefully just get smothered up for that last crack at them.
Pretty sure my best bet was Brook Road, and my value bet is race 9, number 12, Cosmopole, which had two trials before easing from a wide barrier and rattling home for seconds behind Golden Shoes. Golden Shoes raced outside the lead and was carrying 7.5 kilos less than Cosmopole, who is a son of Northern Meteor, had 7 starts for 2 wins and 5 placings. He looks a horse with plenty of upside, and yeah, he does draw wide. It's a bit of a sticky barrier, but look for him to be finishing home strongly out wide.
And Flemington is the venue for Melbourne racing on Saturday, as is traditional on the Queen's birthday. Long weekend, 9 races, fairly big fields. What did you find for us there, Joel?
My best is Whoop Whoop, race 6, number 8. Promising staying type, really strong at the mile. Second up and 2,000 metres, he's just crying out for that. I think he'll be far too good. And my value was Aurum Spirit in the last. A bit of a veteran, this bloke. He's been around a while, but geez, racing well. Drops 3 kilos on the last start placing in a similar affair at Flemington. So I think he's a good each way bet again, and just a couple of others to look out for. Race 1, number 4, Go Public. I like the look of him at the jump outs. And race 4, number 5, Time to Test, who was my best last start. Just missed behind Amarella. Meets her better at the weights, and I think he'll be tough to beat on Saturday.
Best bet would be race 7, number 14, the new boy. He's just that sort of on pace where he puts himself up there and gives himself with a chance. He was a little bit slow away last start, and he had to settle behind Germando, and Germando just held him off, carrying 5 kilos more. That was a really nice effort by Germando, but I just think the new boy down the weights, he's that sort of horse which the opposition, they kind of just let him roll to the front and think that it's easy to pass him, so he might be able to pinch a few sectionals out there on Saturday and be hard to run down for Caitlin Mannion, who is a notably very capable front-running jockey. The other one I like is race 2, number 6, Euro Angel, around about $4.40. Its jump-outs of late have been excellent. Will only improve over a touch further. And my roughie for the day is race 3, number 12, I Boogie. This horse blew the start by 6 lengths on David Werribee. He was only beaten 3/4 of a length on the line. Admittedly, that maiden didn't have too much depth to the race, but being a son by Ifaraj and out of a mare, Boogie on the Grass, who won several races beyond 2,000 metres for Mark Cavanagh, this horse will only improve over a bit further. Although, perhaps we're wasting our time backing I Boogie, because the 14, by all reports, Wall Street Wolf does go very, very well.
Yeah, they won't see which way it went, which is why I shouldn't be saying race 3, number 6, Rockets Red Glare is my value bet. Complete waste of time, because we'll not get anywhere near Wall Street Wolf. My best, however, was on with Carl, in fact, race 2, number 6, Euro Angel, and in fact, I'm also with two of those ones that Joel mentioned, so which is Time to Test and Whoop Whoop, so there's a few for you there at Flemington on Saturday, that's for sure and certain. Morfordville, they're racing on the Parks track, although the Grand National, I think, is on the course proper. What have we got there, Carl?
Race 4, number 2 is our best, Barjeel. This horse is a first start for David Hayes and Tom Dabnig, a son of Foxwich, I should say. Had 3 jump outs at Flemington in December, won the latest hit out beating Seabirch, who then came out and won the VRC size produce. Doesn't look to be a superstar, but it doesn't look to be too many superstars in the field. Barry Cherry does loom as the danger, and the value bet comes up in the last race, Infinity Queen. This horse looking to improve on the first 2 runs this campaign, where she finished 6th and 4th respectively. She'll get back, she'll find the line. She's crying out for that 1,400 metre trip, which she gets on Saturday.
That is Morfordville Parks on Saturday. Further west, Joel, they're racing at Belmont, and there is a black type race there, which you will be able to tell us all about, because with this head cold that I'm sure the listeners can hear, I'm fairly vague today, and I did not bring in a Belmont sheet.
The Hyperion Stakes Group 3.
That's the one.
Yeah, weight for age over a mile. Good field. Most of these have been going around the last few weeks, and then lead ups to this, I went 12, Hazza Beale, who was good first up, and not sure what went wrong with him second up. He had was very, very disappointing. But barrier 2, drawn much better, which means he should be able to get up close to the speed, certainly over this longer trip. So I'm hoping he can improve to beat 6, Mr. Utopia, who was really good back at his first run for Stephen Wolf. 14, Winking and Nod's a good mare, and 1, Lucky Grey, is going well. My best bet is On Trend, race 4, number 5, won both starts this prep. He's going through the grades nicely. And my value was race 2, number 9, You Want Answers. Runner up to Let It Slip on debut. Didn't do as well its next couple, but has won a trial leading into this first up run. And if she can find that Let It Slip form, we'll take beating.
Earlier in the day, across the Tasman, they are racing at a couple of very special venues.
Very special indeed, Tarapa and Trentham. Tarapa, my best. Race 9, number 2, Terra Feet from the Roger James stable. Really like this 3-year-old. I think he'll be far too good. I don't know if we're going to get a price about him, but He could be a very, very good horse, Terrafique, and my value is Heartbeat to come up with a wide gate, but he's coming along really well, and the step up in trip really looks suitable for him. And Trentham, Tarapa's likely to be a pretty decent track in the dead range. Trentham's going to be heavy, however. My best is Monarch Chimes, race 7, number 2. Racing well, backs up from Ellerslie last week where he ran second, and my value is Talk the Talk, race 9, number 5, whose both runs this prep have been really good.
Okie dokie. Well, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget that one of the highlights of racing over the June long weekend, as always, is the three-day carnival at Swan Hill. Friday, Golden Topaz. Saturday, and Saturday, Think Big Classic, or is that on the Friday? And Sunday, as well as the Swan Hill Cup. But there are really big fields right throughout that weekend. There's also the Apsley Cup at Edenhope, and speaking of massive fields, 10 races, huge fields there. So plenty of betting to be done, and all in your winning post, all fully covered in your winning post this week, as well as fields for the Metro racing on Monday. So plenty of value, as always, for your $5 in winning post this week. Pick it up if you haven't already. Carl, do you want to tell us what's going to win the Swan Hill Cup on Sunday?
Yeah, Arlie Shore, I think, will. This horse has been racing well for Matty Williams, in-form stable from Warrnambool. He was a good run-on effort behind an all-the-way leader first up. Then he won easily over the Warrnambool Carnival on a heavy track second up. Thought the last start effort was quite good at Flemington when he dead-heated for fifth behind Germando, and he dead-heated for fifth along with Zabrins, and he meets Zabrins a kilo better at the weights here in the Swan Hill Cup. I think the main danger is Show a Star, who can run out a really strong 1,600 metres up on the pace. Zabrins has also got a chance along with Tonopah, Refulgent and Mr. Backchat. A really good race, the Swan Hill Cup. This is probably one of the stronger renewals we've seen in the race in recent times.
All right, and a very strong carnival. So if you're not getting up there, have a bet from the comfort of your home or TAB. Obviously, most of that very much covered on racing.com, on TV and online. Finally, our best $20 bet of the weekend. I'll kick us off with Flemington Saturday, race 2, number 6, Euro Angel. Joel?
Yeah, Flemington for me as well, race 6, number 8, Whoop Whoop.
And I'll go Tabby Bay in the Oaks, race 10, number 4, then Tabby Bay.
Okay, have a great long weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.